Hi everyone, welcome back to A Bubble Tea Talk. It's Annika. This is the second episode, and I hope you're all doing well. I thought this week I'd talk about peer pressure and pressure from parents and people around us. It's something a lot of people struggle with, including myself, and I think it's really important to talk about. And it's, I think it's interesting to listen to and hear other people's perspectives and, just open up the topic a bit. It's something that a lot of teens struggle with, a lot of teens experience. So it's something, that should be talked about. And although maybe some teachers and stuff are opening up the conversation, I definitely think it's way more common than people might think. And yeah, I think it's important to shine a light on and make people not feel alone and not struggle or just experience it without having anyone to talk to or even just something to listen to. So I hope this can be something you can listen to, maybe give you some advice, opening up the conversation and talking about it. I'm just gonna give my overall opinion of it, and some statistics, and then maybe have some tips at the end. But according to my Google machine, apparently 90% of teens experience peer pressure, and 28% of them found that their social status was better after they gave in to peer pressure. I think it's important to remember that peer pressure isn't necessarily a sentence for death, because I think some people do over exaggerate it, and it can be really terrible in some cases. But the proper definition for it is just being influenced by others around you and social groups around you. So not saying that's a good influence or a bad influence, but yeah, I guess it depends on your definition for it. But that's how the dictionary describes it. And for me, I think it's kind of similar, but just being pressured, because that's part of the word, being pressured to do things that you don't necessarily agree with or that you kind of don't want to, but you end up being pressured into it by people around you. And with in terms of peer pressure, with teens, I think it's mostly most people have connotations to it, in terms of drinking and drugs and going out and things like that. And that's what comes to mind at first, I think. But we have to remember that pressure comes from everywhere in our lives and anywhere in our lives, and it's not an easy thing to deal with, and it's a struggle, and lots of people don't realize, but they're under a lot of pressure from the world around them, society and themselves often. So, just showing how terrible it can really be and how pressure affects your day-to-day life. I'm gonna start out by talking about the peer pressure among teens from other teens and from people's so-called friends or social groups in school, because I know school's a major toxic environment for a lot of people, and some people without even noticing, because you're with the same people every day and you get sick of each other. And it's difficult because lots of people, you're all changing at a really rapid pace, and you're all still kind of expected to get along with each other and learn and be under all this pressure and pressure from each other that you're not even aware of. And I think it's, the first step is just acknowledging it and realizing that you are under the pressure and you're not always going to get along with everyone, and you can't please everyone, and you're changing at a rapid pace. Your mind, your mindset, and your viewpoints are changing all the time, and people you didn't expect to do certain things will start doing certain things. And obviously, I don't mean that by certainly drugs or alcohol, that kind of thing, but even smaller things like hanging out with a certain type of people and so on. So I think we've all kind of experienced that kind of thing. So I'd start out by saying that you're not alone in it, and everyone experienced, as I said, 90% of teens experience peer pressure, and it improves their popularity and their socialness and all those kind of things that everyone seemed to think is a good thing and can be a good thing. But you know what? It feels good in the moment, but I doubt it's going to improve your life over the long term. My first tip for handling peer pressure, if you have to do anything, so I'm going to give examples. So for example, you're at a party and having a good time, someone offers you a drink or something, and well, you don't want to drink, you don't want to get drunk, or what for whatever reason that is. And to be honest, it doesn't really matter what your reason is. You don't have to have a reason. And if you want to, and you think, and you feel like that is from within, you just want to, you know, have some fun, you know, have a drink, blah, 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 you know, and you feel like that's coming from within you and you feel secure in it, then go ahead, like just any other decision that you're going to make in your life and life you're living. But the person's offering you a drink, or like that's urging you to, is like being persistent, and they're being like, oh, come on, come on, just do it, just do it. Don't be like a worse, calling you names, anything like that is peer pressure pretty much. So I'd say, for example, they offer you a drink and then you're like, oh, no, thanks, I'm good, blah, blah, blah. They should understand and just be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. You can just turn it down. Thanks, I'm cool. You know, got my orange juice here. I'm doing well. Got my water, whatever. And don't forget, you can solve the party without being drunk or like having a drink. So don't forget that. Like, you can have a really good time without being drunk, even if everyone around you is. So as much as like, you know, like there's always ways you can like have fun at a party and be sober. So make sure that you take advantage of that if you don't want to drink. But if this person keeps on persisting, you just literally, you have the right to walk away. You have the right to say no. And just don't forget that. Like, you have that right. And I'm not going to be like, anyone's that persisting you, like you shouldn't hang out with them. Because, you know, things like this, like they're unavoidable sometimes. And, you know, it's difficult to avoid people like that. So I'd say just remember to be strong. Remember, you are your own person, and you know what, it's not like a super big deal. Just, I'm good. You don't have to like make a massive scene out of it or anything. So I think that's important to remember, because a lot of people kind of take it way too far. But the most important thing is to remember that don't just cave under it, because that's, you're being the weaker person there, and you're the bigger person by just saying no. Cool. If you're not feeling it, then just don't. I know it's so much easier said than done, but really it's that simple. That was the first tip, and it's just remember to be strong and secure and confident, and just be like, you know what, I'm good. And that's an important tip to remember, and that's like the most important one. My next kind of tip is for like uncomfortable positions and situations, because we all kind of know what I'm talking about. And it's like, when people are doing stuff that you don't want to be involved with, associated with, and you're just feeling uncomfortable in that situation, there's nothing is stopping you from going home. You know, if you think that you could be doing something better at that moment, and that you're just not happy being around that, whatever's going on, make sure that you remember like that you have the right to just walk away. And it's similar just to say no, but you can also just remember, you can literally be like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow, like whatever you want to say, just, you can easily walk away from it. And that's like, that you, the power is in your hands. You just have to exercise it, and it will become easier and easier. And obviously, if you don't want to be hanging out with people full stop, then don't go back to them, and find your tribe that's actually gonna share your morals and share what you believe in. Which is, I'm not saying that that's how, you know, that's the way to find the best friends, because I think that some great things in friendship is being different and having different beliefs, and you have to learn to work with those people too. But yeah, just remember, if that isn't like improving you, and if you don't walk away from those friendships feeling like you're happier than you were before, then that's not worth your time. So yeah, tip two is just walk away from the people that don't mesh with, and people you don't vibe with, and people you don't want to hang out with. And that's like quite, again, like they're just super simple things, but it's just about walking away literally and mentally from them. And my third and final tip for peer pressure, like exactly, so like with other people, I'm gonna say still have fun, because it's really important as a teen that you're making the most of your, you know, your young life. And sometimes it's like, it feels like the worst thing in the world. To being a teen feels like it's the literally rock bottom. But it also is like, so you can ask loads of adults and they'll be like, yeah, my teen years were like I had some really fun times and great memories then. So remember to embrace it, and remember that you should still have fun and still, you know, make the most of your young life without having to feel stressed or pressured or anything really to do certain things. But you can still have the most amazing type of fun. So lots of people kind of think like, oh, how are we going to have fun if we're not drunk, how are we going to have fun if we're not high, you know, whatever that is. But actually you have to remember that you can still have an amazing time without having caved from pressure and be doing things that you don't want to be doing, because you're probably not going to be having such a great time if you're doing things you don't even you're only doing because other people want you to be doing. So I think that's really important. Also, just remember to, you know, still get dressed up, still like meet up with your friends and, you know, have a laugh, like stay up late, do all that stuff that you take advantage of basically when you're a teen. And I think that's the fun of it. So remember to keep on doing those things, but just, you know, stay safe, be happy. That's the main thing I want you to take away from this, because be strong, be yourself, and just walk away from people that don't serve you and like improve you as a person. Because if they're dragging you down, then you shouldn't be the one holding the group together or holding the group up, or you shouldn't feel like a weight is on your shoulders basically. I hope I've made that clear. I feel like I've kind of rambled a bit, so sorry about that. So I'm now going to move on to parent pressure, which is a word I've made up, but I think it's super important to talk about because, again, everyone, literally, you'll be surprised how many people suffer from this, and it can be like a trapping environment to be in, and it can be really toxic, it can be tiring, exhausting, and it can be everything, literally everything under the moon, because having a good relationship with your parents can be like the hardest thing at times, and it can feel like such a chore to be simply kind to them or see their morals and share the beliefs that they do. And it's really important. Yeah, I just thought I'd shine a light on some things that a lot of people suffer with in terms of parent pressure, because it's a big one. To define it in my own words, I'd say it's when your parents want you to do something and they've kind of you feel like they're controlling your life in a way that they don't have a right to. And even if they might say they have a right to help you with your decisions, with air quotations, but actually they're kind of doing the things that they're interested in or they want you to achieve. For example, they want you to go to university, they want you to get good grades or take challenging subjects that maybe you're not even interested in, and it's not obviously just school related, but maybe they also want you to use your spare time in ways that you don't want to, or they won't let you go out with your friends or go to parties because they think it's going to be unsafe. So it kind of like ties in with like strict parents, because that's like a big one, but it also can be a lot of pressure. You can have a lot of pressure from your parents. So I want to say like strict parents for another podcast, because that's like a whole nother topic and it's a massive one. But in terms of pressure from your parents to do certain things, it can be so exhausting, and I think it's a massive issue, and it can make your school life and like your home life so much more stressful, and like you feel like you're always trying to prove them, trying to make them happy. Maybe you're always trying to exceed their expectations, or like can be as little as doing well on a test or something. For me, I'm really lucky. My parents, like, they might like advise me with stuff, but I'm pretty much do what I'm interested in. I don't let them stop me from doing anything, but they also encourage me, and I like to think that they support me with the things that I'm interested in. And in the whole, like, I feel like I have the control over my own life. I feel like for me, like, I've just been given that independence, and obviously it's completely different with every family. There's a different dynamic for everyone, so obviously everything comes with its ups and downs, but that's just how it is in my family. But I definitely have known people where their parents wouldn't let them go on the bus or go and do things by themselves, and they kind of pressure them to do really well at school, and it's exhausting for the child, but also they might feel more suppressed and stuff, and things that they, you know, they're doing things that isn't even their dream, and they're just following their parents' dream for them. My first step is proving them wrong. So I'd say that this isn't an easy tip at all, because basically if you are really interested in something, for example, if that was a musical instrument, so you're really into guitar, for example, and you want to make it as like a big rock star, or you know what, you want to be creating music, writing songs, and you want to be part of a band, and you really like music class at school or something, and you have taught yourself how to play guitar, you've been working hard, and I think that's the, and maybe like you're trying to convince your parents that yes, playing the guitar is going to be a good thing for you, you really enjoy it, but your parents are like, no, it's not stable money, maybe it isn't like a good career, maybe they want you to be like anything else, like literally they want you to go to university and like get a degree in something, I don't know. But I think the first step is in terms of proving them wrong and showing them that you're so invested in what you want to do. So it's important to remember that, because otherwise they might not think that you have really thought it through. So maybe you can show them like music colleges, maybe like just work really hard, do performances and film them, maybe like show your parents what progress you've done. And maybe, I mean, I'm hoping that they will see that and then maybe re kind of like realize that actually you might have potential, you actually have talent, and maybe, you know, they see how happy it makes you, and hopefully they'll then realize how that is kind of like you, what you feel like you're meant to be doing. And I think that's obviously it's a really hard one, and it can be done over like years and years, but it's about constantly, you know, it's just trying to prove them wrong. And it's I'm not saying it's any less exhausting, but at least you're doing something you love, and I think it's just worth giving it a try and seeing what, you know, what your parents might think. I think this is quite extreme. So, for example, if you really don't want to go to university, then I think this is a one to do, because then you're more likely, you know, to be able to do something that you love instead of what your parents want you to do. My next step is to become more independent and detach yourself from them, which is like massive, because if you're close with your family, then that's going to be really hard. But it's about just doing even the small things, doing more of them by yourself, and then becoming more independent, like earning your own money, getting a job. So that can be from doing like little chores in the house more than you normally would do, to, you know, getting a job, leaving a life that is different from your parents. And even if they're super controlling and like they are really like pressurizing you, in the end, if you have your own job, then, which I'm hoping that they will support you in, you're earning your own money, and immediately that gives you more control and more purpose in your life. And I'm not saying that like earning money is like the purpose in life. Once you have your own money, you have instantly more control over your own life, because you can pay for things that previously your parents would have paid for, and you can do so much more, I think, which is like some people might think that's superficial or something, but we have to be straight with yourself. And in the end, this world is a lot of, like, you know, a lot of people are about money in this world, so you've got to sometimes have it to be able to succeed, which is a silly way, but in terms of like parents, then I'd say that that's an important one. And just being more independent in general will help you to detach your life from them, and they'll realize what you're capable of. And then, you know, in the end, once you leave home, once you're in all of that, it's just like accepting that. And then you realize that you can do whatever you want to do, and you should follow your dream. And don't let your parents suppress your dream or make you feel like it's unrealistic or like you'll never be able to achieve it, because I'm telling you, you can achieve what you set your mind to. And even if it's far in the future, it will happen someday if you work hard enough for it. So I think that's important to remember. And even if your parents have said always, oh, it's a stupid idea, it's not going to work, like, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, that's actually stable, you're going to be happier, just listen to me now. You've just got to remember, like, and obviously still treat your parents with respect. Like, that's an important one. I don't want you to go and like just like leave your parents, because in the end hopefully they're doing it because they love you and they want the best for you, but it might be because that's what they think is the best for you when it's actually not. So I hope that's kind of cleared up a bit about parent pressure and peer pressure. And I didn't really want this to be like a masterclass on it, on how to like help with that. I struggle with pressure probably just as much as you do. You know, it's just opening up conversation, getting more people talking about it, because it's something that, again, 90% of teens struggle with, which is a massive statistic. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know it's been more of a rambly one. I still hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back next week with another podcast. So until then, bye.